We're about to have a conversation about sexual assault that may be sensitive for some listeners.
Esa violación y la culpa no era mía ni donde estaba ni como decía y la culpa no era mía ni donde estaba.
The song you just heard is the feminist anthem Un Violador en Tu Camino, A Rapist in Your Path, and it's making its way around the world. It first began in Chile, created by the Chilean artistic collective Lastesis, to highlight gender violence in the country, where it's been reported that there are 42 cases of sexual violence reported to police each day. There have now been spontaneous performances of this song in Mexico, Venezuela, France, Spain, India, the UK, and now here in the United States, where it's inspired many women to hold demonstrations, including Velu Ochoa, who is organizing a performance this Sunday in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Velu.
Thank you.
This song is really powerful. It starts with an electric beat, the women singing in unison wearing blindfolds, and one of the most striking lyrics is, quote, "And the fault wasn't mine, not where I was, not how I dressed. The rapist is you." Why does this song resonate so deeply with you?
It reminded me of the many times that I have felt violated and that I have felt assaulted. And it was very emotional. I just went through, it was like an electricity going through my body. And then magically the next day, a friend of mine reached out to me, a friend of mine who owns a theater company here in Washington, D.C. called Teatro La Bolsa. She reached out to me and invited me to join. And we basically now are about 8 people in the organizing committee. So it's a combination of Chileans and Colombians.
Yes, it's a collective.
Yeah, it is a collective. So we decided to make it a collective. It's called Purple Movement, Movimiento Púrpura, and it's in a mission to basically make awareness of gender violence and call for a stop.
When you perform it in D.C. this weekend, does it take on more or different meanings for you and gender violence here in the United States?
The message, like I said, it's pretty much the same. I feel like we, as women, we are always, considered at fault when it comes to someone abusing us or assaulting us. So what Lastesis did was basically providing a platform of expression through a song that summarizes basically the feeling and the experience that every one of us goes through since childhood. So some of us, one of the girls that are part of the organizing group are Chilean, so we're still trying to maintain the message of Chile, but we're also trying to translate that into a more international message. Which is why we translated also the lyrics, and we are performing in both Spanish and English.
Yes. I mean, it's not only a song. It really is a political mobilization. What do you want to come of this song?
I'm pretty sure we all want to be heard. We want to be listened. We want to show that we care even though we have not been violated. You know, I mean, I think there has been a lot of criticism in terms of saying that, some of us are crying wolf, but it's not that. It's that we are basically together. We are women, ultimately, beyond being born in a different country, beyond having a different political view. We are all women. And we all feel the same pain. And we all have had a cousin or a sister or a mother that has been abused. We are the 50% of the population. So if we want society to really work, we need to make a statement and need to start making some changes and need to be considered as equals.
Velu, I think what strikes so many of us who are watching this is that it feels spontaneous, that there's something about art and theater working in this way to spread a message that is very important. It's gone through country to country, and now it's here in the United States.
What I can tell you from here in Washington, D.C. is that it was like a big wave of women coming in and wanting to participate. We didn't really, it wasn't like a big effort. We didn't have to do any paper motion. It was just word of mouth, and women just flocked to us and started asking us how they can participate and volunteer. And so, yeah, I mean, it's people that haven't met. We just created a group on Facebook and it started getting bigger and bigger. And now we are mm-hmm. over 300 people in the group. And we just mm-hmm. started talking about planning this event 2 weeks ago. And that really means something, you know, it does mean that this is real. This is truth. And this is happening to a lot of us.
That's Velu Ochoa, who is organizing a performance this Sunday in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Memorial. Thank you so much, Velu, for joining us.
Thank you, Tanya, for having me.